will be late. Community Connection on the way on 1400, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And as we typically do on a Tuesday evening following a Monday night Bartlesville City Council meeting, I get to talk to a member of the council, Alan Gentius, and this morning. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
And a busy, busy week for the city and for the entities of the city. Backing up to last week, the groundbreaking for the Tower Center at Unity Square, bringing in state dignitaries and a whole lot of people downtown to see what's going on.
It was a nice event, and we appreciate the Lieutenant Governor being here and making the comments that he made. And he had a busy morning here. I think he made several different events, but culminated with the groundbreaking. And as you say, it was great. A great group of people who showed up. It was a good crowd.
Typically, when you do a groundbreaking, there may be a piece of heavy equipment in the park, parked in the background, literally as background for the photo. These guys were actually doing some work.
That's right. We've been working on the project since the beginning of March, specifically on the stormwater part of the project that needed to be done, and wastewater, and they've done a great job. Complimented Public Works last night on the speed in which they did the work on Adams, because I know that was inconvenient for people, but they moved very quickly.
I know city folks, the engineering staff, have talked for the last several weeks and months about, of course, the sewer project needs to be done, and since we're already tearing up the ground for the sewer, this is a great time to go ahead and start the project for the Tower Center.
Seemed like a very efficient way to handle it, and we didn't want to either delay the Tower Center Unity Square project waiting until the stormwater was done. So it seemed like we're doing them together, and they figured out a good way to do that, and so we're moving along.
Yeah. Timeline for the project, again, I know it all, you know, it has some variability because sometimes materials are not ready when we think they ought to be ready and that sort of thing, but generally this seems like it's going to be pretty fast moving.
We're trying to move it along. We're going to try to start in June, mm-hmm. The actual Tower Center portion of the project. Right now, they're shooting for October 31st to have it completed. As you say, there's always weather, there's suppliers, there's always some sort of hiccup, but we're going to keep trying to move it so we have something done this year.
I think it'll be nice that, I don't know, no specific plans that I've heard of, but it really will make things, whether it's Halloween or Christmas holiday time of the year, just that much more special down around the Price Tower and the community center.
Well, and that's kind of the plan to be. This will be a space that'll be used year-round, and the design lends itself to that. Of course, it'll be open to all different groups in town. I have a feeling it's going to be a what they call a hot venue. I've already had folks saying, well, can we have our event this summer? And I thought, well, it probably wouldn't work too well with all the construction equipment, but people are already interested, and I think that we'll see events throughout the year.
Well, just looking at OKM as they announced their season for their typical second full week in June, they have in the past historically done things in the Bartlesville Community Center parking lot, so that's not out of the ordinary, but it's nice to see that they're willing to do something there in a construction-type environment.
Right. Well, as I said, I think it's got the imagination of the citizens and a lot of support, and you know, people just can't wait till it's ready.
Well, and I think with the developments last night on the with the council naming the Arts Center, it just I think goes hand in hand. And you and I were talking before we went on the air, and I'm not sure that a lot of people understand all the what will come with that designation of an art center. So there are some benefits to the city to just possibly bringing in just that much more benefit as far as performances or different things.
Right. Of all the things that we did last night, I think that the passing of the cultural art district, making that area a designated cultural art district, is going to have a great impact, especially on the use of that, as well as there's some additional funding. There are grants available that'll be available to the different groups here in town, such as the Bartlesville Choral Society or the Symphony, OKM, those kind of things. Also, it gives us a higher profile within the state. This is similar to the arts district that they have at Guthrie Green. I think Norman has one. Oklahoma City, of course, has as their large arts district.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very important step forward, and I know that Nancy Waring with the city had worked on this many years ago, hadn't risen to the top yet, and then Val Callahan asked to place it on the agenda last night, and it was overwhelmingly passed by the city council. Everyone seems to be excited about it.
Well, I'm not surprised that Nancy would have been working on that for a while. She digs out those opportunities and looks for any possible grant funding or something that would benefit the city. Whether it comes to fruition or not, she's out there digging for it and letting folks know what's going on.
She's a fine asset to the city, and she kind of works behind the scenes. She doesn't always get the credit of the things she does, but we certainly appreciate what you did on this project.
Absolutely. So I'm extrapolating just a little bit, and you may not have anything more than just exactly extrapolation, but the State Arts Council then could advertise Bartles Hill as just one more benefit for bringing people in from Texas, from Missouri, from Kansas, from wherever to say, visit Oklahoma. We've got some great things to see.
That's right. As the Lieutenant Governor pointed out, the third largest economic engine in the state is tourism. He has been appointed by the governor to head up tourism here in the state. He's very excited. He's going to rebrand the state. He thinks that's very important, which I think that's right. This will fit right into what the lieutenant governor is going to be working on, and we've got good contact within the city, plus other individuals in the community, and this will fit right into that. Will help grow tourism here in this part of the state. His idea was to have kind of a triangle, Pawhuska, Ponca City, and Bartlesville, and that would be a weekend destination,
mm-hmm.
and that makes perfect sense to me. And so we'll be working with the Department of Tourism through our local bureau, and I think we'll see a lot of development, especially in the next 2 years.
Well, I think Maria at Visit Bartlesville, the tourism section, has already capitalized on that Pawhuska connection. She's talked about that in the past, and now that we have just one more reason to say, and Bartlesville, why not?
Right, that's right.
The grant, the attractions kind of have to wait till everything is complete down there. We're not going to start bringing things in with a half-built Tower Center.
Right. I think the best thing to do is wait until it's substantially completed, and then probably have a big kickoff, and then the groups that want to start using it, I'm sure they'll be starting to be booked, and I'm sure Val and people at the BCC will do a great job. There will be a management committee. There'll be two members of the city council. I think Councilman Kurt and I both would like to be on that, since we've been involved with the project pretty heavily. And then there'll be a member of the Bryce Tower Arts Center, a member of BCC, and some at-large members, and one other group that's escaping my brain at this point was the Chamber, but it's a different group now. But it'll be a good cross-section of the arts community as well as community at large. City will be heavily involved to make sure the project is successful.
Well, just looking back over the past several months, the committee, the generic green space committee that was formed shortly after the tax issue passed, they have been instrumental. Talks, just public forums that you and Councilman Kurd have chaired, and got a lot of public comment to make the center what it is or what it's going to be.
Right, and we've been in the process of also making recommendation to the city council as to the overall design and what'd be included in the center. And that will continue until the project is complete, and there'll be a report back to the council at that point. And most likely that group will probably disband, but they've done a great job. They put a lot of time and effort into it, and as you said, there's been a lot of public input. I'm not sure there's ever been more public input in any project in Bartlesville, certainly not in my memory. So, and it's been very helpful. You know, more minds, the better, in my opinion.
Certainly no more official public input. I'm sure there have always been opinions expressed, but whether or not they were called for as public input, I think this had a lot of input here. In coordination with what we're talking about last night, a $20,000 donation from actually two organizations. The split between the two money-wise is not so important as we got $20,000.
Right. The leadership group, Bartlesville Leadership. I think it's the 27th class.
Correct.
And the young professionals had been doing fundraisers. One fundraiser they had me roped into last year where they threw pies at me, which is fun experience, but they raised
no apparent lasting damage. So
no, I'm okay. In fact, I think it improved my skin. They were laughing about that last night. But it's $20,000, and it'll be specifically earmarked for a type of outdoor musical instruments. Will be a part of the arts aspect of it. You can see something similar at the Gathering Place in Tulsa. These are things that a child or an adult could go and play on until. You know, part of the overall experience. So it'll be $20,000 toward of that, and we really appreciate them and you know, their involvement. They're kind of the future of the city in my mind because they're most of them are younger folks and a lot of energy and great ideas.
Just one of the public-private partnerships that seem to work well in this community.
Yeah, it's we seem to be committed to that, and as you say, it works so well. It seems to be the answer to a lot of the questions and challenges that we have.
Okay. We're talking with Councilman Alan Gentius this morning, and we will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking with Vice Mayor Alan Gentius this morning, and among other things, just looking back over the last 3 days, again, at the groundbreaking for the Tower Center, but also looking forward, it's not January, but almost that two-faced thing, looking back and looking forward, and optimism for the future. It's going to be a good thing.
Yes, it's a great time to be in Bartlesville. People seem to be excited about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Kind of on the day-to-day, we continue to work on our streets. You'll see a big project this summer into the fall for the downtown area. The state has finished Adams Bridge, I think, or the bridge on Adams Street, and I'm sure everybody's relieved of that. They haven't quite finished all the right-of-way, so no. They'll be the cones will stay up for a while until that's done and the entrance into the Pathfinder Parkway. also, as said, the Adams has been completed in front of the BCC.
Mm-hmm.
However, I understand that Price Road will be closed.
That's right.
Coming up. So sorry about that inconvenience, but it's going to be as great as the bridge
Once it's done.
So I understand the inconvenience that it provides for citizens. I know I have an office on Comanche, and the trucks have been going up, and they leave a lot of mud on the streets, and there's stuff everywhere, but when it's finished, we'll all be very glad that it is. So we're moving forward with those projects, too.
Absolutely. This will be a good thing once it's finished. And this is the time. We're getting into, like you said, construction season. I don't have the entire list of projects, but they, as you would expect, all over town. Some of them will be very visible. Others maybe back in the neighborhoods, not so much.
Right.
But you did issue a contract last night on the Stonewall project.
Right, on Stonewall and on Shawnee. So they'll be work starting on that before long. So I think some of it's the concrete panel replacement, and some of it's asphalt. But again, part of the overall continuing, as the mayor says, this is something that we will do forever because roads are continually needing to be improved. But these are all good projects, and there is a long list. So thank you for your patience, and hopefully we'll be finished as soon as possible. We also have a couple of other things coming up on Saturday the 13th. It'll be the 30th year, I believe, of the Operation Clean House.
and as I recall, I know that were the first few years they didn't do it every year, but they've been doing it now for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, but this is an excellent opportunity for people to get things out of the home, out of the kitchen, out of the garage, out of the attic, wherever you might have stored the paint, the this, the that, and get rid of it with two separate drop-off locations, depending on what you're getting rid of.
Right, and I understand it's always free to the community. Sometimes you have to wait in line a little bit, but it's well worth the wait, and it's a great service that's being provided, and there's several different sponsors, of course, the Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, I think, are both involved, and it's in conjunction with the county, and we appreciate all their involvement. Also, there'll be another leaf and grass pickup on the week of May 6th through May 10th. And if you're like me and you have neighbors with a lot of oak trees, you're always glad for this leaf pickups because those oak trees don't drop their leaves until they put on new leaves.
That's right.
So I'll be raking probably in the next 2 weeks. I think that's a great thing that they provide. As Mike Bailey said last night, it's the trash guy's favorite week, picking all that extra up. So
they get out there and get it done, and I know sometimes they get a little bit of help from the other departments just to make sure that everything is covered in an efficient manner. But it is nice to get rid of, again, the leaves, the branches, that maybe an aging tree will drop some trash, but it's not. It's still basically a healthy tree. It's just getting older and dropping some stuff, and the city takes it away for us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, if it's neatly bundled, they'll pick it up.
Yep. Details on the survey yet, but coming out fairly soon, we'll get the opportunity to answer some questions on what we're willing to pay for, how much we might be willing to pay for additional services, or no, thank you, I'm satisfied with what I got. I don't want any more.
Right. I think Mike Bailey made a report on that last night. I think they were saying they have it down to 11 questions at this point. I think it's going to go out on SurveyMonkey. I'm not sure if they're going to send out any paper or not. So that should be moving along, and then we'll have a better idea as far as recycling and some of those other issues and things that additional things people would like to see and willing to pay for. Other big projects, we're talking about the water reuse project. I imagine someone else has talked about that before, but I think that's one of the most exciting things that we're It's probably boring on one end, but it's most exciting as far as the future of city of Bartlesville. Looks like we're going to go forward with that project, and that's a. From what I understand, it should take care of Bartlesville water needs for 25 or 35 years, which is a huge step forward.
It is. It's a great plan, and certainly I think gives us a reassurance that we're not likely to have to shower with a bucket anytime soon.
That would be bad. you know, it's so great whenever water is running and the sewers work, but when they don't, then you start to really appreciate the significance of that. And, of course, a city can't be a city without a good water supply, and former leadership and current leadership are very good about thinking about, you know, of course, Ted Lockin did a great job on being a leader as far as making sure we have a good water system here. And hopefully we'll be able to carry on that tradition and ensure that our children and our grandchildren have plenty of water here in Bartlesville.
Those children and grandchildren are our future, and we're thankful for them, that's for sure.
You betcha.
Just a final thing. I believe all the committees are still full, although you're still asking people to volunteer so that when that need arises, you've got a list of names ready to say you were interested, are you still interested, and would you serve?
Right, and we appointed several last night. We almost do that every meeting. It's great to see that so many people are interested, so many people are involved. I'm not sure any other city this size has such a group of committed people to city planning, city involvement. And if you have, if you'd like to sign up, there are applications online. You sign those fill out those applications, and if you're really interested, you can always call me. I'll talk with you, and we'll see if we can sponsor you to get on one of those boards.
Thank you very much. Alan Gentis with us this morning on 1400 K1.
I have good news for you. Abraham Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."